Okay, our friends. So we are nearing Easter. It is just around the corner, and we've got some pretty fun stuff going on. The bunnies are out. They're everywhere. In fact, in today's story, they're on a boat. That's right. Today's story is called Bunnies in a Boat, and it was written by Philip Ardaw and Ben Mantle. And you got to admit, that's a pretty nice set of names. Right? We know other people with those names. You have an Uncle Ben, don't you? So today's story is read by Mommy. And who are you?
My name is Dr. Ian Malcolm.
You're Dr. Ian Malcolm. Aha. So you are a chaosologist, are you? I
Yes.
love it. I love it. Well, let's see if there's any chaos in today's story, shall we?
I mean, bunnies and boats are.
It's meant to be. Yeah, okay.
It's not chaotic at all.
Really?
Like, maybe a boat filled with velociraptors.
Maybe a boat filled with velociraptors. Let's see what kind of mischief these guys get into and see if there's any chaos, shall we?
I hope they're not little companies that will, those guys will eat you up.
Yeah, me too. All right.
Pesky little chompers.
Here we go. It's a sunny summer's day in Sunny Bay with the Sunny Town creatures out to play. And in the picture, we can see them, and it is beautiful there. And there are a lot of animals, and they're all doing a lot of things. And we can see there's a dock, and it says boats for rent. The penguins dive and paddle. The turtles surf and swim when whoosh goes a speedboat and knocks poor Piggy in. Uh-oh. You were out there enjoying yourself and now you are. Squeal! We can see in the picture that piggies were on a rock in the ocean. Just enjoying the views, but the speedboat knocked him into the water. Bunnies in a boat. Bunnies in a boat. We can see the bunny's boat has caused chaos, and it has also, in fact, lost a number of carrots on its way. Dashing and a splashing. Let's hope they stay afloat. That's a ton of bunnies in this boat, don't you think? Bunnies speeding past. Bunnies speeding past. Zipping through the water. They're having such a blast. They really are, aren't they? It's kind of hard to see exactly who's in charge on this boat, too, because there's so many of them doing so many different things. I particularly like the great big bunny in the back who's reading a book about bird spotting. Tigers on the sand. On the beach, we can see them. Tigers on the sand. Silly Billy bunnies. You can't take the boat on land. And they've tried. The tigers had built a beautiful sand castle. It was epic. And gorgeous, and along came these rotten, crazy bunnies in this great big boat, and they've splashed right through
What
it.
is that? Oh, that's the boat?
The path that the boat has taken. Yeah. Bunnies in a boat. Bunnies in a boat. Dashing and a splashing. Let's hope they stay afloat. Hippos in the sea. Hippos in the sea. Oh no. In the picture, we can see them. They have made a pyramid on water skis. A pyramid of hippopotamuses on water skis. And here comes the boat with the bunnies. I'm very worried. Because, vroom, whoa! Whoa! Thankfully, the hippos have reassembled themselves so that they made space for the bunnies in their boats. But that was a close one. Oh, dearie, dearie me. The sheep are out there sailing. It's such a lovely day. And there's the tub and Wooly 1 and Wooly 2. Oh, those aren't great names for a boat for some sheep, wouldn't you agree? Mm-hmm. Till the bunnies vroom right past them and whisk their sails away. And they sure do. A bunny on some water skis trailing behind the boat ripped them right off. Now, how are they going to make it back to the shore, I wonder? Bunnies leaning over. Bunnies jumping in the air. Bunnies being naughty when they should be taking care. Because we can see in the picture there's another boat in the water. And this one looks like it's being crewed by some pirates, right? Not good pirates. They've got masks on and hats on, and there's a bunny in the water, a bunny in the sea, too busy eating carrots to cry out, "Rescue me!" So the bunnies in a boat, cause a big tidal wave to hit the nearby ships who are out fishing. There fishing. Their day is ruined, don't you think? Mm-hmm. Well, but not really. Because when they splashed them, guess what else they did? They knocked a bunch of fish into their boat, didn't they? And so now the fishermen have tons and tons of fish. Dashing and a splashing, let's hope they stay afloat. Bunnies at the jetty. Bunnies at the jetty. They've gone and hit the restaurant and are covered in spaghetti. The jetty is what? Do you know? Uh-uh. Okay. So when you come up to the shore and you see that there could be a place to park your ship.
That's a jetty?
Yep. Another way of saying it would be like if you find a dock. Or a boardwalk. Yeah, exactly. They've gone and hit the restaurant and are covered in spaghetti. And yeah, many places along a boardwalk are restaurants.
And they have spaghetti.
Yeah, especially if they're Italian. Others come a-running from all across the beach, but the bunnies are too fast for them and are soon well out of reach. So now we've got this group of bunnies in their spaghetti-covered ship, dragging along some pirates, and carrots still flopping everywhere, and oh my goodness, where are the bunnies heading to? And what can be their plan? And why do they have that map out? And where did they get that van? Because now, my friends, they are on top of a van, aren't they? Their boat somehow leapt out of the water and onto an ice cream truck van. This is just chaos. Oh no. Bunnies at the airport running for a plane heading for the cockpit. Here we go again. These crazy bunnies have managed to get themselves into the cockpit of an airplane, and I have no idea where they're going to go, but I feel really bad for any passenger on board that plane, wouldn't you? Yeah. Well, let's hope that none of them are the Easter Bunny, because if they were, they would miss out on all the great things that we've got coming up, don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
And that, my dear friends, is
the end.
Got anything else you want to say?
Hope you can join us for another day tomorrow.
That's right. Ian Malcolm and I, signing out.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.